Line upon line. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verses 19 and 20. Nephi taught us what to do after we've been baptized and received the Holy Ghost. Verse 19, "And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into this straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, Nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. 20. Wherefore, ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life." Straight and narrow path. We get into the straight and narrow path by repentance, baptism, and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. See 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verses 17 and 18. When we're baptized and confirmed, we make a covenant to continue following in God's path. To learn more about this covenant, read Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10 and verse 13, and Moroni chapter 4, verse 3, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 37. Press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ. In Lehi's vision of the tree of life, the only people who didn't fall away were those who did press their way forward continually, holding fast to the rod of iron. 1 Nephi, chapter 8, verse 30. When you consider that the iron rod is the word of God, how does that relate to this phrase? Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught, "The key phrase in this verse is continually holding fast to the rod of iron." Perhaps this third group of people consistently read and studied and searched the Scriptures. Perhaps it was the spiritual nourishment and strength provided by continually feasting upon the word of Christ, 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 20, that enabled this group to heed not the scorning and mocking of the people in the great and spacious building. See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 33. This is the group you and I should strive to join. Lehi's Dream, Holding Fast to the Rod, Ensign, October 2011, pages 35 and 36. Steadfastness in Christ. Steadfast means to stand firm and not waver. How do you remain steadfast and immovable? Asks Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Alma chapter 1, verse 25. You immerse yourself in the very things that help build your core of faith. You exercise faith in Christ. You pray. You ponder the Scriptures. You repent. You keep the commandments, and you serve others. Trial of Your Faith, Ensign, November 2012, page 40. Faith, hope, love. In the Scriptures, these three characteristics are often found together. You can find the pattern of faith, hope, and love, charity, in many places. Here are some Scriptures where they appear together. See if you can find more. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. Alma chapter 13, verse 29. Ether chapter 12, verses 28 through 36. Moroni chapter 7, verses 20 through 48. Moroni chapter 10, verses 20 through 23. And Doctrine and Covenants, section 4, verses 5 and 6. Endure to the end. Endurance is important because the quality of our eternal future is proportional to our ability to endure in righteousness. In order to receive the greatest of all the blessings of our Heavenly Father, which is eternal life, we must complete the appropriate ordinance work and then continue to keep the associated covenants. In other words, we must successfully endure. Elder Richard J. Maines of the Presidency of the 70, The Strength to Endure, Ensign, November 2013, page 79. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the section, line upon line. Read by Duane Case.